Well, following the long season of what is commonly known as ordinary time, here we would call that green. And we have to remember that season set apart for a reason, this ordinary time, as a time of growth and spiritual growth, maturity as Christians, and transformation, perhaps, a term we would use more often here. And now we have come to Advent, and we get a few little extras. And we get to wear blue, which has been slightly modified to fit my body, thankfully. Otherwise, I'd be sweeping the floor with it. So there's other things to celebrate today also, by the way. As we think about the concept of Advent, some people call it Sadvent, but I'm not really sure why. It is sort of a penitential time, a time of preparation, but we're actually getting ready for the arrival. And so I was thinking about it, and, you know, I'm a little odd from time to time, maybe more often than not. So I had to look up the word Advent. I don't know if you've ever lived, sometimes I look up what seem to be very simple words. It says the arrival of a notable person, or a thing, or an event. So I'd say, yeah, Advent is about the arrival of a notable person, wouldn't you? And I was thinking to myself, you know, I have children in the military, so to speak, son-in-law in the Navy. And so I text him, I'm like, well, what do you do when somebody comes into the room, an officer comes into the room? Because all I could think of is other military, Ten Hut, I guess is something maybe some of you are more familiar with. The person comes in the room and they draw attention to the notable person. And for him, it's attention on deck. And I thought, you know, that's a really good thing for us to consider. Attention on deck. Jesus is coming. How do we get our attention focused on Jesus? And I thought to myself, you know, the Episcopal Church does this all the time. Although we do it so often, I'm not sure we really grasp the fullness of what we're saying to one another. Well, you know what we say to one another? When we're expecting a notable person to arrive in the midst of us, the Lord be with you. Sound familiar? Now this is right one, so the Lord be with you. I knew I should have created a slide. So this is right one, old school. The Lord be with you and with thy spirit. And now if we're at 10:30, when do we do that? 10:30. Then it's the Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Yes. Now I have to say, I really prefer and with thy spirit. Because that talks about a depth in which God is with us. See, right two makes no sense to me without right one. So I can hear that at right too, but what I'm really saying is people are saying that the Lord will be with you in the depth of your soul. That is our call to attention in the Episcopal Church. Sometimes we use it to quiet down a crowd, which maybe should tell us something about what's happening in the crowd. I don't know, but it is our attention getter. This is a moment when we're expecting God to show up. And I have to say, in this season, post what I guess most are now calling post-COVID season, you know, the busyness of the season, I've felt that, you know, God's been trying to get my attention. And I've been struggling back and forth in that, and I don't know if that's true for all of you. Because life is now offering, you know, all the stuff that we always wanted for 2+ years. And so we find ourselves looking after those things that... And the whole world keeps telling you, well, that time away is important. You need to have that time. You need to engage in these things. And I would say, to some degree, that is 100% true. But it's also time, brothers and sisters, to pay attention. And I know that God has been reaching to me and trying to grab a hold of me. As we've spent this season of growth, has felt more like a season of starts and stops. We've tried to plan and do and set out programming and opportunity, and some of it worked and some of it didn't. And we were trying to find, well, what's going to help people re-engage the fullness of their faith, the participation in the body, all the things that the church should be and can be and has been. Although if you talk to all of the experts, nobody really senses that it's the same anymore. And we've talked about this last week also. But the reality is it isn't the same. And we had a moment in the midst of all the busyness, the planning, and the preparing in hopes that people would come and re-engage in the fullness of the body. Like I said, some has worked, some hasn't. And it has been a time of growth, just not the way I expected it to be. But I have to say, although I'm very unhappy with the weather last week where I was, with the young people and Jeremy. We have this moment where they call it a hike, but it was a walk up a mountain. And nothing planned. That was part of the plan, is to not have a plan. And there was a fire tower, basically. So the top of this hill was cleared, and we sat down. And very quickly, there was complete silence. And we sat there for a while, the group. And I realized at that moment, God got a hold of me. I've been trying to figure out what to do. And in that moment, realized the thing that I needed to do was stop doing and listen. And in that moment, God reminded me, you really only have one thing, one purpose. Point people to Jesus Christ and show them an opportunity to live out a life in Christ. That's really all we do. And it doesn't seem like a lot until you actually do it. So in that moment, God caught up to me on a mountaintop, reminded me of the purpose. And then I come back and I'm reading again Paul's letter to the Romans, and he has the wake-up call. Besides this, you know what time it is. How it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. It's now. The plan is already in place. We can run around thinking it's our job to make the plan, or we can just follow the plan. The night is far gone, the day is near. Let us then lay aside the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. He says, instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. Advent. It's the new year for the church. If you looked at your prayer book, everything starts with Advent, works its way through. It's a new year. It's an opportunity. We can leave behind the busyness and the wandering. We can grab hold of the reality that we do know what time it is. And brothers and sisters, it is time to wake up. From whatever has been going on in this world around us, all the things that it has caused, all the concerns it has brought us, the plan has never changed. Two things, really. Point people to Jesus. Live a life in Christ. See, Jesus is coming. We have to wake from sleep and take time to be ready. The Lord be with you.